From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A federal grand jury today has handed up the first indictment on charges directly connected with September 11th. The indictment charges Zacharias Moussaoui with six counts of conspiracy, including that of murder. Moussaoui, a French Moroccan, had raised investigators' suspicions a month before the attacks by seeking flight lessons in Minnesota. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Attorney General John Ashcroft, flanked by FBI Director Robert Mueller, made the announcement of the indictment exactly 3 months after the attacks.
Al-Qaeda will now meet the justice it abhors and the judgment it fears.
In spite of earlier reports that the government might try Moussaoui in a military tribunal, Ashcroft said that he would be tried in federal court in the Eastern District of Virginia. The indictment offers the most comprehensive public picture so far of what the government has uncovered about the terrorist attacks.
For those who continue to doubt Al-Qaeda's role in the murders of September 11th, our indictment offers 30 pages of chilling allegations of Al-Qaeda's campaign of terror.
The indictment reads like a calendar of the activities of the hijackers, their collaborators in Hamburg, Germany, and Zacharias Moussaoui. The indictment says Moussaoui worked in concert with the other hijackers in the September 11th plot and presents a line-by-line account of their parallel activities. FBI Director Mueller recites the similarities.
As the indictment charges, Moussaoui was present at an Al-Qaeda-based terrorist training camp in Afghanistan 3 years ago. He attended flight school and took commercial flight training courses. He purchased flight deck videos from an Ohio flight store, just as Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers had done before him. He purchased knives and protective equipment. He looked into global positioning system technology. And like Atta, he also researched crop dusting.
Asked if the FBI believed that Moussaoui was the 20th hijacker, the one missing from the United flight that crashed in Pennsylvania, Mueller referred reporters to the connections between Ramzi bin al-Shib, one of the al-Qaeda cell members in Hamburg, Germany, and Moussaoui. Bin al-Shib tried four times to get into the United States, making a down payment to a Florida flight school just before one attempt. Again, Director Mueller.
At the time of bin al-Shib's last failed attempt to enter the United States, Moussaoui was contacting flight schools and making arrangements to have a legitimate presence in the United States.
The implication being that Moussaoui was to be bin al-Shib's replacement. The indictment details other intersections between bin al-Shib and Moussaoui. They crossed paths in London in December of 2000, and immediately afterward, Moussaoui flew to Pakistan, and 2 months later flew to Chicago with $35,000 in cash. He then went to a flight school in Norman, Oklahoma. While he was there, he made several phone calls to Dusseldorf, Germany. Not long afterward, Ramzi bin al-Shib wired $14,000 to Moussaoui from train stations in Dusseldorf and Hamburg. On the 17th of August, Moussaoui was arrested. FBI agents there asked Washington for permission to examine the hard drive on Moussaoui's laptop computer, what's called a FISA request. The request was denied, and the hard drive was not examined until after September 11th. On it were German phone numbers and information about aerial application of pesticides. FBI Director Mueller was asked whether the attacks might have been prevented if agents had looked inside Moussaoui's computer. And with a grim face, he gave this answer.
Now, could we have done something else, perhaps, to avoid it in that investigation? Who can say? All I can tell you is that the agents on the scene attempted to follow up aggressively. The attorneys back at FBI determined that there was insufficient probable cause for a FISA, which appears to be an accurate decision, and September 11th happened.
Moussaoui will be arraigned on January 2nd in the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Four of the charges carry a possible death penalty. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.